A formula for creation. Number one, first get clear on what you want. Unless you want something heart and soul, you will have difficulty creating it. Take as long as you need to get clear. It might take a day, a month, a year, even a lifetime. If you try to create without knowing what you want, you will waste time and energy. You will also be training yourself to be a failure. Don't jump the gun or ask for something you're not sure that you want. Two, believe in what you want and move toward it steadily, no matter how implausible it seems or how many obstacles seem to be in your way. Without your total commitment, your goal cannot be realized. Do not waver in your commitment until what you want has manifested in your life. Three, when you create what you want, celebrate it. Be grateful for it. Give up your pictures of the way you thought it would be. Drop your expectations. Embrace it just the way it is. Work with it. Use it. Love it. And keep on loving it. Your job is to be clear about the goal, committed to it, and grateful for its accomplishment in your life. You don't have to know how the goal is going to be realized. Just do the best you can. Follow any strategy that feels right to you. Remember, it is not the strategy that brings you toward your goal, but your desire to reach it and your commitment to accomplish it. When these factors are in place, the strategy you need will make itself known to you. When you know what you want and why you want it, when, where, and how will be revealed to you. All creation is really co-creation. You determine what you want, commit to it, and move toward it, and the opportunities you need to realize your goal come your way. To be sure, you must keep your eyes open. You must keep surrendering your expectations and be willing to see the opportunities that arise. But you do not have to make them happen. They happen all by themselves. One of the great ahas on the spiritual path is the recognition that you don't have to make your life happen. It happens by itself. When you know what you want, what you need to realize it is spontaneously offered by the universe. This is what effortlessness and non-striving teach us. We don't have to work to make things happen. We don't have to sacrifice, beg, borrow, or steal. We just have to be clear and committed.